I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The decision has been made. Jay Gruden has been fired. Your reaction?
I mean, I don't really have a reaction. I think to me it's really you're throwing a deck chair off the Titanic, essentially. You know, I mean, look, I just wrote a column for The Athletic, and I said, look, Jay wasn't a great head coach. They were disorganized. They were out of shape. There was no attention to detail. There was a lot of things wrong, but there's fundamental problems with Washington. There's fundamental problems with the organization. We can laugh about it. I feel badly for Redskins fans because they understand that there's an institutional problem. You know, it's a little bit like, you ever see Shawshank?
Absolutely, you know, great movie.
Okay, and Brooks gets out, right? And he goes and he tries to be a bag boy at the store, and he hangs himself because Brooks was institutionalized. It was deeper than just being free, right? It was deeper than just that. That's the Redskins' problem. It's deeper than just Jay Gruden. It's deeper than just that. It's an institutional problem. And when it becomes an institutional problem, making one move doesn't really matter.
Bruce Allen is going to address the media for the first time since his victory lap tour.
It's like Churchill. Oh, my God, we should play it on BBC.
Oh, it's very exciting, honestly. If you were there as a part of the assembled media now, Michael, what question would you ask Bruce Allen?
Well, I would just ask one simple question. Why don't you become the head coach? I think that's the only fair question to ask. Why aren't you the head coach? You make all the decisions. You draft the players. You tell them who to play. You tell them who to condition. Why don't you just get out of your coat and tie and maybe, you know, just come in and coach the team? Why don't you do that?
I think that's a good question. I'd like to hear the answer. Do you think he survives this season? He's 59-92-1 in the regular season.
No, you're completely wrong with that. He came in for two games in 2009. Your math is all messed up. It's 59-94-1.
Those are the two playoff losses you're adding.
No, I'm at. They don't count.
No, they do count. I just gave you his regular season record. But yes,
no,
59.
No, we're measured. Look, in my life, you're measured by what you do, no matter what when they start. I won't count the preseason. It's 59-94-1. You got to get it straight. That's a 38 winning percentage. That's impressive.
It's impressive to still have a job. But do you think he survives this season?
I think he not only survives, he'll probably get a bonus. I mean, if they could give him a better title than president, he probably will get that. I mean, he ain't going anywhere. Here's the problem. They don't know what the problem is. You can't fix a problem if you won't admit it. They want to win one way. They don't want to win a different way. They want to win their way. They want to win the way they want to win. They think they know. And they just got beat up by a team that's won now, let's see, they're 5-0. They're 79 wins over the last 5 years. You know, the difference between those two organizations is further than Boston to Washington. I can tell you that.
Michael, do you think that they are blissfully unaware, skating through life, really believing, talking about Dan and Bruce, that this really is someone else's fault and they just haven't found the right formula yet? Or are they willfully ignoring the data points? Is it arrogance or ignorance?
I think they just feel like they just haven't gotten the right coach. Mm. Like I'm sure they're going to tell Bill Callahan, who's a great, good coach, one of the best coaches I've ever been around. He's going to tell him, hey, you know, everything was Jay's fault. And then when they told Jay, everything was Shanahan's fault. And they told Shanahan, everything was Jim Zorn's fault. And they told Jim Zorn, everything was Joe Gibbs' fault. And they told Joe Gibbs, everything was Steve Spurrier's fault. You want me to keep going?
Well, remember, it was Schottenheimer's fault before that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I missed the coach. I apologize.
You know? Please don't apologize.
No, you didn't miss it. I just kept going further back. Michael Lombardi is with us here on Grant and Danny. Look, we can joke and have our yucks, but as you said, here's what's really sad. And I give you credit because on a national level, you notice this more than a lot of people do. Now, I am 31. If you are my age and like me, you grew up in this market, you've never seen this team be good. And there aren't kids anymore, Michael, that are Redskins fans. If you go to like the elementary schools around here, you see Nats hats, you see Caps hats, but everyone likes, you know, the Seahawks because of Russell Wilson or the Texans because of Deshaun Watson. They've lost a generation, and I don't know how they fix it.
Well, they fix it. Dan thinks he fixes it with money. He's going to go buy some coach or not. Think about this. Who is he going to get? There is the one thing about the National Football League, it's a very small circle. Everyone knows it's a horrendous job, as long as Dan keeps the current regime in place. It's a horrendous job. Now, they'll get somebody to take it. That's not going to be an issue. But can somebody actually function well? They truly believe they just haven't found the right coach. It's really more the coach's fault than it's their fault. You know, they don't understand culture. They don't understand that it, what matters. You know, I'll go back to when RG3 watched us run sprints when I was in New England in Richmond. And he said, man, they're like a Catholic League team. No, RG, this is how really good teams behave. They're in condition. They work hard. They put the goals of themselves, the team, in front of the goals for themselves. It's really not that complicated.
Michael Lombardi with the NFL Insider and Radio.com Sports NFL guest. In terms of that culture, I wonder what fix could possibly happen. Let's say Dan does fire Bruce after this season, which is a pipe dream. I hope it happens. But let's say that he does, or at some point. What culturally could change where they actually might have a chance one day, Michael?
The new guy comes in and says, look, Dan, I you're the owner of the team, and you have every right to do whatever you want, but you need to just tell me how you want me to build this football team. And then you need to let me have 5 years to build it. And you need to be able to let me run this team with complete authority. So when I want to fire a player, or I don't want to sign a high-priced player, or I want to draft who I want to draft, you got to let me do it. You got to let me build the culture. You can't have access to the players where they come crying to you and want you to take them out. You can't be, you know, we can't be in a relationship where they come to you and you become the good guy and I'm always the bad. You got to say, you stand behind me. You're allowing me to build the culture, and everything's about the Washington Redskins this day forward is about winning. It's not about anything else. And then let's go get it done. And that's got to happen. It's got to come from him. Owners really set the agenda for what's going to happen, and then it's got to take place. And don't tell me after the end of the year you want me to fire this coach or fire that coach or do this or do that, because in reality, now all of a sudden people have a direct access. When people believe they work for the president or the owner and not for the coach, the coach becomes becomes insignificant. And that's what's really happened in Washington for most of their career.
Michael, will they be able to throw enough money at a superstar to get them? The guys
give me a name. Give me a name. Give me who are they going to get?
I don't know.
I mean, who are they going to get? Dabo? I'm sure they could pay Dabo $15 million a year, and he'll say, but he's not saying yes to the current regime.
Right.
Dabo, you know, I mean, you've got to be able to say, okay, I want $15 million a year. It's really not, you know, when you think about it, that's not a lot of money. That's not a lot of money when you think about the team's worth $200 million payroll on a yearly basis.
Yeah.
The top CEO makes $15 million. That's really not a lot of money.
So
you got to give the guy a chance to do it.
I could see maybe like, this is my prediction. I'm not telling you this will work, but I could see like Todd Bowles from the nostalgia on brand standpoint where they hire Todd Bowles and they got Doug Williams in the front office and they talk about the past.
You know, it's like if you want to go down that pipe dream going, Port, I love Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles is a really good football coach. But Todd Bowles proved one thing in New York, right? It wasn't that he wasn't a bad head coach. Todd Bowles proved one thing. He needs a really strong front office to help him. He needs a really strong front office to help him. He needs an organizational culture to help him. He didn't have that in New York, okay? He's a good man and he's a good coach, but he's going to walk into a situation that doesn't give him anything. You just can't give guys head coaching jobs without organizational structure, without an organizational identity to be able to allow him to have success. You can't do that. And you can name all the guys. You could go hire Eric Bieniemy. I read the names today. Eric Bieniemy, who else? There was somebody else they had on the list, right? Go out and do that. Oh, Mike Tomlin, right?
Tomlin.
Look, you can do all what you want to do. Until you give the guy organizational background and let him help him, you know, you're never going to go anywhere. I mean, just when Doug Williams says we're all going to be involved in the decision of the quarterback tells you that he believes the culture of a committee works better than a dictatorship. And in the NFL, it is a dictatorship. It is a paramilitary organization that starts from the top down. The supreme commander must run the team, and that's got to be the head coach. It can't be the president who's 59-94-1.
Michael, I'm looking at the Dwayne Haskins situation. I feel bad for the kid. I mean, he's getting paid, so maybe he'll catch on somewhere else at some point, but they're not setting him up to succeed. And setting people up for success is something I know I've heard you talk about an awful lot when you've been a guest on the show. Seems to me he's maybe in the worst spot of all here.
Yeah, well, he really is, because whoever comes in for the job's got to like him, right? And there's not a lot to like about Dwayne Haskins. I mean, you heard the TV announcers the other night talking about how much Ohio State's offense has improved because of Justin Fields. They never said it because Dwayne Haskins left. They just said it's improved because of Justin Fields. You fill in the blanks, right? You fill in the blanks. How committed is this kid to working hard? How committed is this kid to being the best player he can be? He wants to have the job, and then that picture on the sideline of him looking off, you know, does that tell you what he wants to do? I think this is a really challenging job. It's up for him. I mean, you know, you got to go to him. If I were the head coach of the team, I walk in and say, hey, Dwayne, this is on you, bro. You're going to have to show that you want to be it. You got to lead. You got to be here in the building at 6 in the morning. You got to watch tape. You got to do it. You know what Tom Brady does every Thursday, Dwayne? He has quarterback drops. He has quarterback drops with harnesses. Now, how many quarterback drops do you think he's done in his life? About a billion, but every Thursday after practice, he's doing quarterback jobs. That's the kind of dedication you got to have because you haven't achieved anything yet. Somebody's got to tell them the real deal. That's the problem with the NFL. Nobody wants to say the real deal to any player. They're too scared. They're too scared of the players. You can't be scared of the players.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.